tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another wonderful episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Alhamdulillah, today I have in the studio with me our esteemed colleague Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Inshallah, together we will discuss this beautiful subject matter which we have decided for today's episode. And the premise of it is that there are a lot of things that we tend to love, we tend to like. Let's say, for example, among the creation, you see a beautiful rose blooming in your garden. Say, I love this rose, subhanAllah. You see mountains, you are going on sightseeing, excursion, hiking, trekking, etc. You see natural beauty created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you fall in love with those scenes. You know, the waterfall, the mountains, the caves sometimes you see, the canyons that you see. These are the marvels of Allah's creation. Subhanallah, beautiful waves of the ocean. And you see, subhanallah, I'm in love with nature. These are the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how beautiful it would be if our love can be over and above the love of everything else in the world. And that is the love of the Creator. There will be people that they will love the creation and forget the Creator. We shouldn't be such people that fall in love with the creation and forget the Creator. This shouldn't be our way of living. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in the glorious Quran. In verse number 165 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal states, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And for the believers, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah.
Subhanallah.
This is so profound, subhanallah. This is one of our characteristics of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the glorious Quran. Do we live up to it? That is the question. Inshallah, before we dive deep into our today's episode and program, let's recite together Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi, wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, it is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that the beloved bondmen of Allah, they love Allah more than all creation. Living and dying for the love of Allah Almighty is the aim of their lives. All the actions such as preferring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to every other pleasures, instead of sleeping in soft beds, we choose to perform sajda to Allah, weeping and crying in the remembrance of Allah, having thirst for attaining the pleasure of Allah, performing worship in the long winter nights and keeping siyam in the long summer days, having love and enmity for the sake of Allah, giving someone something and stopping something from someone for the sake of Allah, being grateful for his blessings, being patient upon distress, having trust in Allah in every circumstances, leaving every matter to Allah, being ready all the time to act upon the commands of Allah, keeping the heart free from being devoted to anyone else but Allah, being obedient to the beloveds of Allah, showing true devotion to Allah's most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the depths of our hearts, reciting the book of Allah, getting close to the pious servants of Allah, having devotion towards them, having their company for increasing love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing reverence to them, and hundreds of actions other than these are such which are the evidence and prerequisite for the divine love, subhanAllah. They actually define what is divine love, subhanAllah. These are the things. These are the things that substantiate our love for Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanAllah. These are the qualities of having love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if someone claims to have divine love, how should he spend his days and nights? We should actually introspect and ask ourselves this. Our head should be bowed in the court of Allah. We should keep on crying in the remembrance of Allah. Our hearts should be restless for the pleasure of Allah. And we should spend our days in observing siyam, meaning observing fast for the sake of Allah, and nights in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't we remember the beautiful Ramadan night, Sayyidi, subhanAllah. The days of Ramadan when we are keeping ourselves hungry, thirsty to please our Rabb, subhanAllah. And in the night we are standing in the rows of Taraweeh Salah to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And then there are those pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who go beyond that. And even after Taraweeh, they are still reciting Quran. They are still reciting Tasbih. They are still praying more and more Nawafil. They are still performing Tahajjud Salah, even after Taraweeh, subhanAllah, just so that they can gain closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a lover needs.
Allah,
closeness
Allah
to the beloved, subhanAllah. And if our love is true, then these actions, they can speak for themselves.
And you know, so when one has this divine love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one's heart, then one actually, you know, feels the sweetness of faith, feels the sweetness of iman. And our pious predecessors, they have taught us and have showed us how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would actually make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, grant us your divine love. Whatever difficulties may be in their way, whatever struggles they may be, they would overcome it. Why? Due to the immense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam that, O Dawood, remove the love of the world from your heart.
Allah.
Because love for me and for the world, these two cannot come together in one heart.
Subhanallah.
O Dawood, whoever loves me offers the Tahajjud Salah in the night for me, while people are sleeping. He remembers me in private when heedless people remain heedless of my dhikr, of my remembrance. He thanks for my blessings, whereas those who forget, forget me. Allahu Akbar. This is so, you know, profound, that it teaches us that in order for us, you know, to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also need to carry out these acts, performing our tahajjud salah, making abundant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and removing the love of this world from our heart.
Subhanallah. Yes, and this is actually, you know, this is where the solution lies. You know, if we have love for the world, for material things, and we still claim to love Allah, then we should recheck our concept of love. That do we truly love Allah? If there is a choice to be made, what would be our choice? Our choice always is that we devote ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when we recite the kalima, how beautiful is the formation of the kalima itself, Sayyidi. It starts, it negates everything, and then ends up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. There's none worthy of worship except Allah.
Subhanallah.
And this should show us. And this is the kalima of devotion. This is how much we are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We reject every other deities that are out there, except the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to love for the world, how the Sahaba, they abandoned the world when they had to make a choice. They were being persecuted in their own homes in Makkah Mukarramah. Their own loved ones used to tie them up and beat them up.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And they had a clear choice to make. The master of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is to drag him on the burning sand of Arabia.
Allah.
And would place boulders on his Mubarak body. And he would still not give up his devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you call loyalty to Allah and devotion to Allah. And this is the true spirit of kalima, la ilaha illallah. And he would say, ahad, ahad,
subhanallah.
So, those who are immersed in worldly love, we need to now evaluate ourselves, introspect, and truly see where our priorities lie. That there is a customer, and now the azan is going on the other hand.
Right.
Who you want to serve? Can you tell the customer that it is time for salah now, I need to go? If you could wait for me, I'll be back, inshallah. Yes, and this is where the line is drawn. Inshallah, we shall explore this topic further after we go and listen to this beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So listen to it until we are back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi to wo yahi naat thi jo aaj main aapke samne ek bar phir pesh kar raha hu.
Kis tarah paav rakhe ya sahibe basirat,
ya sahibe basirat.
Kis tarah paav rakhe ya sahibe basirat. Aankhein bichhi hui hain har ja teri gali mein, duniya teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein, ukba teri.
اب کہاں چلے
مدینے
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور
افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ
زیدہ لب زیدہ.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Alhamdulillah, as we are back now. Before we went for the kalam, we were discussing the attributes of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how devoted they were, how loyal they were to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were driven out of their own homes. Who leaves their own belongings and runs and flees a place? Unless, of course, there is a fire erupting there, or there is natural, you know, disasters there. But here, Makkah, that is known to be the peaceful city, even in that city they were persecuted. And to safeguard their iman, they left their loved ones, they left their belongings, they left their homes, they left their businesses. They had forsaken everything to protect the dignity and the integrity of the kalima la ilaha illallah, the loyalty that they had towards Allah and Rasul azza wa jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu coming in the state that a ram hide was wrapped around his back. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look at the person whose heart Allah Almighty has illuminated. Undoubtedly, I saw him with his parents who would give him best food and excellent soft drinks to drink. He has got into this state by virtue of the love of Allah and his Rasul Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which you can see.
Subhanallah.
That's how they sacrificed everything for the love of Allah and Rasulullah Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the devotion of the Sahaba of Rasulullah. Look at the devotion of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that to protect the dignity of the same kalima la ilaha illallah. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala never compromised on the matters of deen, but he rather gave his life for the protection of truth and true kalima la ilaha illallah. And this devotion of the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliya Ikram, subhanAllah, their devotion in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it's such that it is unmatched. I mean, the amount of trust that they had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, you know, shows their immense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Munasab, there is a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein once a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is the day of judgment going to be? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this Bedouin that, what preparations have you made for the day of judgment? And this Bedouin, he said that, I have not accumulated much for the day of judgment. I do not have a lot of nafil fast. I have not accumulated a lot of nafil salah. But however, I do love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I do love his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this Bedouin that a person will be with the one whom he loves.
Subhanallah.
And the person, the Sahaba, who was narrating this hadith sharif, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, since I embraced Islam, I have not seen Muslims feeling so much happy for any other thing but this. Allah,
subhanAllah. It is actually a glad tiding.
Yes.
What is the reward for loving Allah? That we will be there and we'll be seeing the divine glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own eyes. This is the privilege that will be given to the believers, subhanAllah. And we love Allah. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we yearn his company.
Yes.
We make dua that, oh Allah, grant us the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. That must be our abode, as Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah asked him, ask. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I seek your company in paradise. Mm-hmm. He said, is there anything else that you desire? He said, no, that's it. That is all, subhanallah. That was the deepest desire of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to be in the company of the beloved. You know, love conquers all.
Yes.
And if you have that devotion and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no destination that you can't reach.
And this is, you know, Munasab, the kind of love that we need, because this kind of love, it blinds us from this world, from this dunya, from the evils of this world. It blinds us from it. And this is the love that we need to strive for. And how do we gain this love? By following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we can love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sayyidi, you've said something very beautiful, that the love for Allah, it will blind you against anything evil, to see any evil. Actually, there is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says, the love of something can make you deaf and blind.
Subhanallah.
And the love of Allah definitely can make you blind, in the sense that you will not want to look at anything evil. And it will make you deaf, that anybody come to tell some stories, gossip about people, you know, backbiting, you'll say, no, I love Allah, I fear Allah. I'm not prepared to listen to this nonsense. Allah Akbar.
And we see, Munasab, in our pious predecessors, how they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will completely annihilate themselves. They would extinct themselves in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would drown themselves in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that nothing else mattered to them except the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the enthusiasm and tawfiq to follow such people.
Ameen.
Follow into their footsteps, so we can also achieve that rank where we begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way we ought to, the way we are supposed to. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. And the one sure way of reaching this maqam, this place, this station in life, is by following the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a principle given by Allah. And it is generally that everyone claims to love Allah. Right? We all claim to love Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, that if you love Allah, if you claim to love Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you claim to love Allah, then follow Rasulullah. And Allah will love you in return.
Subhanallah.
This is such a simple formula. It is no brain surgery, right? There's no rocket science. This is the easiest formula to attain the love of Allah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will guide us to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, because he is our wasila in the court of Allah. Wasilatuna fid darain. Subhanallah. He is the one who has gone in the night of Miraj and witnessed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beauty. And then he came and told us, and thus we say, I witness that there is none worthy of Allah. We witness, we bear witness. Why? Because Rasulullah went and saw Allah on our behalf. We know Jahannam is haqq, it exists. Why? Because Rasulullah came and told us, therefore we believe in it. We know Jannah exists. We know why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and saw Jannah with his own eyes. He walked in Jannah with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. He saw things in Jannah. He saw people of Jannah, subhanallah. And he came and told us, yes, Jannah is beautiful, mashallah. So as his ummati, he has given us hope. And this is the concept about loving Jannah, our desire for paradise, our fear for the fire of hell. And then there is something different altogether, the love of Allah. So how to put it in perspective? There's a beautiful parable, alhamdulillah, where Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he passed by three men whose bodies were weak and feeble, and their colors were changed. And he's, alayhi salam, he said, what has brought you to this state? What has happened to you? What has befallen you? And they humbly said that fear of the fire of hell. It is the fear of the fire of hell. And he, alayhi salam, said, it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to protect Allah-fearing people from the hell. And then Isa alayhi salam, he then passed by three other men, people that were there, who were weaker than the previous ones. And their color was changed more than them. And he, alayhi salam, asked them, what has brought you to this state? And they replied, yearning for paradise.
Allah,
they're yearning for paradise. And he, alayhi salam, said, it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow the thing upon you which you desire. And he, alayhi salam, then moved on. He then passed by three other people, a set of three people who were weaker and their color changed more than the previous, both the previous groups. And their faces were like the mirrors of noor and light. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said to them, what has brought you to this state? And they replied, and listen carefully, what was their response? They simply said, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
We love Allah Almighty. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said three times, you also have more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who loves Allah the most. Yes, some people may fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may adopt the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the fear of Jahannam.
Right.
That is one level of fearing Allah. And then there are such people that to receive a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will work hard to attain paradise. That is also one way of loving Allah. The most, the purest way of loving Allah is to love Allah for no other purpose. For no ulterior motive.
Subhanallah.
Your love for Allah, the more pure it is, the more barakah there is in it. Subhanallah. And we as the devotees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the state of Allah loving people. That when they love Allah, they love Allah sincerely. There is no ifs and buts. There is no catch 21 kind of thing. They love Allah for the sake of loving Allah.
And together with loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they love others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they hate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Sayyidi, there is a beautiful dua of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. In order to attain the real love for Allah, we should follow the blessed life of those people who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their devotion in the court of Allah was accepted, was admired. And in addition, we should also make dua for the divine love. And despite worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having divine love and being a great Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his love. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, who has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam would make this dua. Which dua? Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka wa hubba man yuhibbuka wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Meaning, O Allah Almighty, I ask you for your love, the love of your beloved ones, and for the deeds which lead me to your love. And then he would say, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa mali wa ahli wa min al ma'il bard. Wallah, make your love dearer to me than my life, my wealth, my family members, and cold water. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
This was the beautiful and pure dua, sincere dua of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. Subhanallah. And the sweetness of faith. You know, we talk about having faith and iman, but there is a state where one starts to taste the sweetness of his iman. And there are levels.
Right.
So Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. The person who has three habits will attain the sweetness of faith through them. Number one, أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. That he loves, number one, he loves Allah and his Rasul Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. Number second, وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. If he loves someone, he loves that person for the pleasure of Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And number three, أَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُوْقَدَ لَهُ نَارٌ فَيُقْذَفَ فِيهَا. He hates kufr as much as a person hates to be thrown into a blazing fire. These are the three states. When a person attains these three states, he attains the sweetness of Iman.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. This is the level of Iman that we should strive for. And these are the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His advice. He said that the person who has three habits, these three characteristics, will attain the sweetness of faith through them. Which one do we really act upon? Do we have any one of them at least? If we don't, and this is the time. This is the time that inshallah azza wa jal we go on a spiritual journey. We determine and we are alhamdulillah devoted now to change ourselves, spiritually uplift ourselves. Engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you love someone, automatically on your tongue, that person's name will involuntarily come.
Subhanallah.
If you love something, you will talk about it even in your sleep.
Yes.
Some people talk in their sleep, right? And they don't just talk about anything in their sleep. The thing that they keep on thinking the whole day, and it keeps on playing on their mind, and this is what subconsciously comes on their tongue.
Right.
Subhanallah. And it is mentioned, it's a Arabic proverb, Man ahabba shay'an akthara zikrahu. That once someone loves something, he increases its mentioning, its remembrance, subhanallah. And if we love Allah, then it will show in our actions, it will show in our speech, it will reflect in our personality. Subhanallah, we'll automatically start to make more zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll automatically start to emulate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the expression of love.
Subhanallah, you know, Mawlana Sahib, those who love others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look, you know, at current times, how the characteristics of some people are, the behavior patterns of some people are, is that we see that sometimes it happens that a person may love someone because maybe that person has wealth. So I want to get close to him. I want his company and I will love him because he got wealth.
Oh, you mean like a club membership kind of thing?
Yes,
right?
Yes. You know, for these worldly reasons, but that shouldn't actually be the attitude. That shouldn't be the characteristics of Muslimin, you know, of Muslims. If someone loves someone, then love that person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if any, say, sort of argument has to happen, it won't be taken personally to the heart. Why? Because that love is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if an argument does arise, then it will be resolved quickly. Why? Because both love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's also important that whenever, you know, we love other fellow Muslims, there should be no hidden agenda. There should be no worldly purpose behind it or any worldly reason behind it. Rather, the intention should be that I am loving this person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if everyone has to do this, how much peace there would be in the community.
Allah.
How much of peace there would be even within family members as well. Why? Because everyone has this clean, pure, sincere intention in their heart that I am loving you for the pleasure of Allah. Whether you are doing something that's going to make me angry, I'm not going to get angry. Why must I get angry? Because I'm loving you not because of what you have or what you got or what you are. No, I'm loving you because of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the kind of attitude that, you know, we need to have and inculcate in our lives as well. And also for, you know, just for an understanding's sake, if a person says that, you know what, I love so and so, right, that person is my beloved, for understanding's sake, that person is my beloved. And obviously love is such that you would not want to do anything that will break the heart of your beloved.
Yes.
You would do anything to make sure that, you know, the person that you love is happy, is comfortable, and is living life peacefully. You would go all out, even if it means you walking on thorns, you would walk on thorns. Walking on fire, you would walk on fire. Going through difficulties, you would go through that. Why? Because of that love that you have for that person. So, bila tashbih, without any comparison, our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be beyond all of this.
Yes.
Our love for Allah, we claim that, you know, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet we see some that are still sinning.
You know, Sayyidi, laysa kamithlihi shay.
Subhanallah.
There is nothing like Allah, like the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So His love also must be such that it must be incomparable 100%. To anyone 100%. Else.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And this is the true meaning. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above anyone else. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that love.
Amen.
Sayyidi, you've mentioned that, you know, sometimes we love certain things in worldly sense, like for example, and then they get together.
Right.
They find common ground.
Right.
Like for example, you know, people say, Wali ra wali mishan asad. It's a Persian phrase which says that only a wali recognizes another wali. You know, great minds
think alike.
Yes.
Subhanallah.
And now you get some funny examples as well. Two people owning the same company car, same models of car.
Right.
So, subhanallah. That is their version of thinking alike. Allahu Akbar. But we need to bring it in the spiritual sense, right? Also, some people, maybe people nowadays, you'll see on social media, oh, this is your favorite color, blue. This is also my favorite color. They have something in common now.
Right.
But how often do we do this? Do you make the zikr of Allah often?
Mm-hmm.
I also do that less, alhamdulillah. That makes two of us.
And also, Masab, how often do we see that we have a friend who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As it is mentioned that a true friend is he who, when you look at him, he reminds you of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the kind of, you know, company that we need to keep in order for us to increase our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely, you know, this is the company that is appreciated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. That motivate each other, help each other, you know.
Yes.
On piety and in attaining fear of Allah. And mashallah, this can be our, you know, common goal to come together. Subhanallah. As two believers, you going for salah, why are you forgetting your friend? Go stop by, hoot, assalamu alaikum, I'm going for salah, are you coming?
That should be the way.
Yes, frankly, yes. That's how we say, I'm going to shop, you coming?
Yeah.
Same way you can say, I'm going for salah, I'm going to the masjid. Let's go.
Subhanallah.
We have groups. You know, people nowadays, they form certain groups on social media and so on and so forth. And they motivate each other on certain things. Why can't we have a group? You know, the same group of friends that we have, and we form a group. We say, right, we have been falling behind on praying our salah. Let's inshallah azza wa jal devote ourselves to the court of Allah. Maybe if you don't go, if you're not used to going to the gatherings of zikr, then this is the right time. MashaAllah, zikr is taking place in thousands of marakis of Dawat-e-Islami worldwide. Subhanallah. Dawat-e-Islami is in your South Africa, in every major country of this world. Subhanallah. Almost 200 countries Dawat-e-Islami has reached. MashaAllah. And spreading the fragrance of Zikrullah and Zikrur Rasul. Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's go for ijtima. Weekly sunnah inspired ijtima. Inshallah. And make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can put the message on the group. Why not? And then you have, you know, on the other hand, people are, they come together for a wrong purpose. Mm-hmm. And the funny word, they've come up, you know, partners in crime.
Right.
Let's say, right. And they will do, get up to naughty things, mischief, right? And say, no, we're partners in crime. Ma'azallah. So unite on something which is appreciated in the court of Allah subhanahu, such as making the zikr of Allah. And don't go towards something like drugs, gambling, and so on. These things that causes the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we need to think for ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left signs that reminds us of who's our creator, who needs to have our utmost loyalty. It is the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created the sun and the moon for you, who has created this entire planet for you, who has made every creation subservient to you, to serve you. It is the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given you this honor, who has given you this life, this breath that we take, this voice that we speak with, that we express ourselves with, given by Allah. Using the same body limbs given by Allah. Using the same breaths given by Allah. Using the same life given by Allah. Using the same abilities given by Allah. We still go in the disobedience of Allah.
Even if a person sins, Masab, still they should not give up hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exactly. Still they should get up and make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is way more merciful than a mother is to her baby child.
Allah subhanallah. This is the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you think your problems, your sins or whatever, if you are feeling, let's say, non-motivated enough, and you feel, oh, where is there forgiveness for somebody like me? Then think again. You are underestimating the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, if you want to change, it's never too late. Today, if you want to make tawbah in the court of Allah and want to change your spiritual state, then go and do it. Because there has never been a better time. Subhanallah. The moment this awakening comes in you, that is the moment we must realize this is actually a chance given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the ability to make tawbah, that also comes from Allah.
Yes.
This is not our own action. It comes from Allah.
And one should actually make dua for that.
Yes. That, oh Allah, grant us tawfiq. You know, a lot of times we say tawfiq, oh Allah, grant us tawfiq to do good, grant us tawfiq to make tawbah, grant us tawfiq to love you more. Oh Allah, grant us tawfiq to pray 5 times salah. Oh Allah, grant us tawfiq for this, tawfiq for that. I mean, it is an Arabic word, you know. So what does it mean? You know, that also needs to be explained, right?
Yes.
Tawfiq simply means to grant us, we are asking Allah to grant us means to enable us to do that.
Yes. Grant us the ability.
Yes. The ability, the resources, sometimes you need not only ability, but resources as well, the time and the place and anything that it can be. Grant us the means to achieve that we are asking, whatever we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And therein lies our salvation. We love Allah. And there's no doubt about that. Why don't we express it? You love your children. You say from morning to night, how many times you say, I love you. And we love Allah. When was the last time we have said, oh Allah, we love you? Subhanallah. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallah Sayyidi being with us. And inshallah, we'll see you again. Until then, keep reciting durood in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep on making the dhikr of Allah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.